I have a short poem this morning for a reading. It's called The Peace of Wild Things by Wendell Berry. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world, and I am free. It feels so peaceful to read this poem. I've read it many times and feel the interconnectedness that that poem brings me. It shows me how, when we become a part of our world, this world that we live in, we can't help but feel the interdependence of ourselves with all other beings on this earth. Not just human or animal, but rock and wood and air and sunshine. That is the essence of interdependence. How, when we all work together, we can actually peacefully live together. That's also why I so love this story during the Time for All Ages. I thought to myself, that is a perfect combination of all the parts that fall into interdependence. We are dependent on so many people, places, things, and living things to be able to just feed ourselves. Imagine how we are all interconnected in living our daily lives. Not only just daily, but through the entirety of our lives. It got me to thinking about who I've known in my past. How have they affected me throughout my life? And, are they still affecting me in my life today? It's kind of like the butterfly theory. When a butterfly flaps its wings in South America, does it really affect a hurricane in the Gulf Coast? The butterfly effect is fiction. Yet for me, it represents a greater concept of how each one of us really does have an impact on the world. There's a page on the internet called the Decision Lab. And according to them, quote, the butterfly effect rests on the notion that the world is deeply interconnected, such that one small occurrence can influence a much larger complex system. The effect is named after an allegory for chaos theory. It evokes the idea that a small butterfly flapping its wings could, hypothetically, cause a typhoon. Or it could not. The mind-boggling part of the butterfly effect is that it's virtually impossible to predict whether a small system will lead to chaotic behavior. Chaos cannot be predicted, which means the butterfly effect should not mean that we should understand small actions as tools for manipulating outcomes, unquote. It is a pause to think, however, and to extrapolate how each one of us is connected. We are on this earth together, so we are all experiencing, to some degree, so much that is happening on this planet. Taiwan just recently had a devastating earthquake. We in California especially can relate to the fear and devastation that earthquakes bring. There is a war in the Middle East. Tens of thousands of Palestinians are being killed nearly right before our eyes on so many news stations around the world. We see it. We can't help but be affected by it. And now Iran is threatening to strike Israel. So much worry and tension. What does that do to our psyches here? It has to affect us. It just has to. Some of us may put it out of our minds. Some of us may cry and wail at the devastation. Some of us may be called to go help, like Jose Andres and the World Central Kitchen staff. We've even had some Americans fly to Ukraine to fight side by side with them in that devastating war and have died for that cause. Each event that happens, especially in these modern times, has some kind of effect on us. That is the interdependence we are currently living with. Sometimes we may not think that an event or action is having an impact on us, or we may think that we have resolved whatever fear or anger or disappointment we have experienced. But have we? In the story, when the grandmother was explaining to the child how all the ingredients were contained, she was including every iota of being in that soup. She included the soil, the farmers, the seeds, the farm workers, the sun, the rain, and not just the vegetable ingredients that most of us see when we look into a pot of soup. It was even the truck drivers and grocery clerks. All were included. Because without all of those things, we wouldn't have the food sitting on our table. That's how I see the interdependence we all have to live in this world. And I find that fascinating and extremely humbling. Whenever I think that I have done something all by myself, this is the reminder I need to see to know that so much had to be in place for that particular thing to happen. When I was younger, I didn't realize that some of the decisions I was making would inform what it was that was happening in my life now. That's the most fascinating part of interdependence. When I was 18, I got married. At the time, I thought I was in love. Looking back in later years, I knew psychologically that that was my way of leaving home. I had a contentious relationship with my father, and subconsciously, I think I got married to leave home. At the time, women didn't have all the opportunities that they have today. I saw it as a way out of the house. Not having enough confidence to strike out on my own, I think I thought that marriage would be an acceptable alternative. Little did I know. And that one decision completely changed the course of my life. It lasted for 8 years, and then I was on another trajectory. Again, not sure how I was making my life decisions. Each decision I have made in my life has taken me in a certain direction. There are moments when I've looked back and thought, what if I would have done this? Or instead, I would have done that. What would my life have been like? And especially as I age, there are more years to look back on and to sometimes wonder or question what the results would have been if I had done this or that instead. What events in your lives has had a profound effect on you that would have changed your life completely if you would have taken another road? Something to think about. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines interdependence as the state of being dependent upon one another, in other words, mutual dependence. That means for something to happen for me, I have to have someone help me or somehow be involved. The opposite is true for the person who helps me. In turn, they are dependent on me being involved with them. There is a mutual agreement, said or unsaid among these two entities, whether they are human, animal, or even mineral. We can't grow vegetables without water and sun, or even most of the time soil. The inanimate objects in our lives and our culture must be there also to aid us in achieving whatever it is we wish to achieve. I couldn't get here without my car this morning. I'm dependent on it for transportation. I don't know that it's dependent on me, except to feed it gas and oil and take care of it if something breaks. My dog and cat, however, are in an interdependent relationship with me. They depend on me to feed them and care for them, and I depend on them to love me and play with me and cuddle with me. It is a lovely relationship, and one that I rarely think about in those terms. So how are we doing these days with our interdependent relationships? To watch globally how we are interdependently relating doesn't seem to be working out too well. Even here, just in our own country, we do not seem to have interdependent relationships with each other. When we can't even speak to each other regarding opposing views without violence or angry or demeaning words, how can we have an effective interdependent relationship? I keep thinking that the solution lies deep within us, that somehow when we discover that inner peace within us, it will go out into the world and help others, resolve others, make others as peaceful as we feel within. However, that doesn't seem to be working. And I'm beginning to feel at a loss as to how to help the world, even just our country or our state or our city, to feel the balance that is out there. We do have a lot of balance as it is. Most of us live our lives in a fairly balanced way. We have a routine. We have a group of people around us who love us and care for us, and we can depend on them in times of need or want. We have a functioning government, mostly. At least on a day-to-day basis, it feels that way. I have the freedom to go to the store whenever I wish, to run errands, put gas in my car, go to events I want to go to. That freedom to live my life mostly as I wish. Yes, I'd love to have more money to be able to do some of the things I can't afford right now. I have shelter. I have 3 meals a day. I have friends and relatives I can depend on. I have loving pets. I have so much more than people in other nations or even in our country. And when I wish to help those who don't have what I have, I then feel like I don't know how to help them. I feel powerless to help Ukraine, to help Gaza, to help Guatemala, to help Taiwan. This is my question on interdependence. How to help those who most need the help when the world can be in such chaos? In that article on the Decision Lab website, they cited COVID-19 as an example of the butterfly effect. What began, they believe, in a food market in China spread across the entire globe with devastating consequences. I began to think, okay, that was a small part of the world that had global consequences. What is it that I can see as being the same but not being an infectious disease? That's when I thought about Greta Thunberg. Her mission began by sitting in front of the Swedish parliament protesting the lack of response to climate change. Her mission has now reached global proportions and has made an indelible impact on our planet. that's something we can do. We can take a small action to help someone or something, and we can help it to grow. By our passion and our mission, we can point out one, just one action that can be taken to help the world. When people see our passion, they most certainly, a lot of the time, feel that passion and come along to help. In our world these days, we can't just sit by anymore and think that someone else will help. To think we are separate and that our actions don't matter. I came across a story that James Baldwin included in his 50 Famous People. The story ends with these phrases they think are anonymous. Quote, "For the want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For the want of a shoe, the horse was lost. For the want of a horse, the battle was lost. For the failure of battle, the kingdom was lost. And all for the want of a horseshoe nail." Who knows what is lost when we don't take an action or an idea to fruition? Who knows what might also be gained by a decision? Who knows what is lost when we make that decision to not follow our hearts? Greta Thunberg is such an inspiration to me. She didn't just complain or even ignore the perils affecting our planet. She decided to sit on the ground in Sweden and make her opinions known. It is nostalgic sometimes to think back in our lives to some of the courses of action we took or didn't take and reflect on what might have been. But I think it's important to now and then reflect and see if there's something we can do to hold up our end of the interdependence of this world. We have an end to hold up. There truly is so much we can do. We can be the soil or the rain or the truck driver in this interdependent world. I firmly believe when we are feeling safe inside ourselves, when we can see how lucky we are to live on this planet, to feel safe, to feel peace, to feel loved, that's when we can be confident enough to say to the world, "We need to do this." And then we go out and do it. Keep that hope within your heart. Let's hold up our end of the interdependence we have on this planet. That is our faith in action. Let's hold each other up. May it be so. Blessed be.